online marketplace Hayneedle is closing their Omaha headquarters. That would be laying off 200 employees.
Who's the bad guy? Walmart? Because they bought Hayneedle a while ago, right?
Walmart. So Jet bought Hayneedle, and then Walmart bought Jet. Now they're just getting around to acquiring and absorbing Hayneedle, and this is the fallout. Well, so
we're hiring here. So put in an application here and make some serious dough.
At one time, there was 700 workers here.
Can you believe that? Hayneedle.
Hayneedle.
I remember when it first came out. I was like, what Hayneedle? Is Hayneedle? I think Hayneedle was like the original Amazon at first, wasn't it? I think it was.
It's like
Amazon.
Home Goods. So they're keeping their call center open in Sarpy County, and I think it's going to retain like 100 jobs there. And obviously, Hayneedle.com is still active. But as far as the headquarters and the photography lab that they have, I guess all of that is
Isn't the building 90th and Dodge?
Yep.
Yes. It used to be Dex. It was Dex until it became Hayneedle.
Yeah, and then I think maids are a part of it now. I knew something was a little off when I was driving by just recently, and one of the letters was out.
That's never a good sign.
No.
For the record, though, Kauffman Stadium down where the Royals played, there were years you'd go there and, like, one of the light bulbs in the crown was out. You're like, come on!
Does that drive you? It drives
me
insane.
That was before the run-up to the World Series. But, okay. Right, doesn't it look like a team that doesn't care anymore?
Yeah.
Like, you've
got to
keep the lights on,
people.
Guys.
You're like, how hard is that to get? Well, some of those, it's like those specialty light bulbs. You're like, don't you have just an absolute cache of those someplace? So it's like, if it ever goes out... things are ramping up in China as they deal with the coronavirus outbreak. They've shut down now 10 cities, and they are halting all train traffic, plane traffic, and now comes word that they're shutting down movie theaters as well to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. And a new hospital is quickly under construction, and if you see the images, it's like, are there any other diggers? It's anywhere like else in China, there's like 50 of them.
Reminds us of World War Z. So they've upped it now. The quarantine travel ban is 13 cities and 35 million people.
Holy smokes.
And Wuhan, the city, is 11 million. So I don't know how you could quarantine a city that big. But
this,
hopefully they know what they're doing. I mean, we're really, you know, let's not panic people. Relatively, there's almost 1.4 billion people in China.
Yeah, and they're saying this isn't a worldwide, you know, thing right now. It's just
who
you know,
hasn't?
Just
yeah, the World Health Organization. You know, the World Health Organization hasn't done any. They haven't locked it down yet, so they're still not considering it a global crisis. But obviously, when you know, you at least 26 people have died and over 800 sickened. There's a confirmed case in Washington State, a possible case in Tennessee, Texas, and Los Angeles.
Probably wouldn't hurt to go get your flu shot if you haven't gotten your flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
You want your immune system to be at its strongest.
No flu shot from me, buddy.
It's not like the anti-vaxxers. Is it the anti-fluers?
No, my thing is more of the little chip that they put in you. I think the reason why they make you do it every year, about this, is because the chip only is so small, it only has a short battery life.
Don't
so
even put that
I'll
out
quit
there.
It. It's a chip so they can find me.
Here's a chipper.
Wow. I'm a chipper.
We don't need to put a chip in you, moron. You have your cell phone with you all the time.
Yes.
How dare you?
They don't need to chip humans. We've chipped ourselves.
Yes,
you know what
right.
I mean?
Dang it.
There are easier ways to find.
I don't want him to have all my information, and then I'm putting up on Instagram me in a bikini.
The more, every time I've noticed, I don't know, every time I've gotten a flu shot, within the years, I've noticed my breasts to become more softer.
You are just on fire today.
Who says who? You?
That's me.
Okay.
I feel so... It can feel bloaty and squishy.
It's a jury of one. It's a jury of one.
It's a jury
of one. He gets tender breasts. What are you, premenstrual? My God.
Maybe I am. Maybe
he
I am.
He has been since
Don't
the
judge.
Age of 20.
Do not judge. All right, what else is up?
Fake it till you make it. That's an adage that a lot of people adhere to in the workplace. It's just like, you know what? If I put on a smile, maybe that smile will somehow erode into how I really feel about working. But they're saying that might not be the case. They came out with new information from this study, and they broke down that regulating emotions with coworkers, there are four types of people that come out. There are the people that feel it, they call it surface You know, you're just like surface acting and then deep acting. Deep so it's acting. Like the surface stuff is like just smiling, but like you're dead inside. But like deep acting is where you're really trying to let those positive feelings get in there and maybe change your mindset.
Those are two categories. How many are there?
Four.
What are the other ones?
They have non-actors, those who are not even trying. They're not even trying the surface or deep acting. They're just living their life, being real. Right, low actors, people who slightly surface, but there's no deep acting there.
So what level are you faking your emotions at work? It's not really fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it is kind of like...
That's a little different.
You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's the way I look at that. Faking happiness just to get through the day, that seems kind of lame a little bit. Where would you fall?
If you're not happy at work, you've got to choose one of the others.
Yeah.
You can't organically be happy if you're not happy, so...
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you're just like, you know what? Today's going to be a tough day at work, but I just need to steel myself, go in with a positive attitude. I mean, that kind of thing. I mean, we love what we do.
That's what I do every day. I talk to myself. We talked about that yesterday. What is it? Positive affirmations? Is that what that would be? You know, like you look in the mirror.
Hey, self. I'm going to do great.
I'm good enough.
And then you get out the hallway and you pretend... Fake your emotions around all your other coworkers.
You're such a faker jaker.
I'm not a faker jaker. I do not fake it. If I'm unhappy, you know it. Listen to me.
I'm a monster whenever I need to be.
I'm not afraid to be mean.
You know it, and I'm not.
So. No, you're not.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
939-9400. We have this trip to give away on Monday, but you have to become a finalist in order to get on it to win the trip. You know, it's Jamaica. I was looking at some sandals locations yesterday. It definitely will brighten your day if you're having a crappy day. Just imagine yourself on the beach and no shoes on, right?
It's therapeutic, man. It is.
Oh, it's not a nice thing to hear.
Yeah. 15 award-winning all-inclusive resorts on the Caribbean's best beaches. And so, right, we talk about the visual. And then you include all-inclusive anywhere would be pretty great. All your meals and drinks are covered?
Yeah, it's all.
You don't need a wallet?
You don't need a thing. And
That's
you can
nice.
Skinny dip.
We did.
We did at
frowned
night.
Upon? I don't know if it's frowned upon, but
it's
we
probably
did.
Probably is.
We did.
Yeah,
they're
Jeff
like,
and I
night,
skinny
please.
Dipped.
Molly did not.
No, she didn't.
No. I'm a never nude. You know that.
But the one thing you didn't know.
But the one thing that we did that gave us the idea party when we skinny dipped the next morning, the date that I was with, we swam out when and sat on that breaker rope. So there's a little bit of a rope about, what, 50 feet out as the sun came up. It was pretty cool. The ocean was still as the sun came up in Jamaica when we stayed at that White House property.
Something about the sun out coming up and going down in a paradise. It's just amazing. Did you skinny dip then too?
No.
Okay. Why wouldn't I skinny dip? Jeff and I are the only ones skinny dipping, by the way. No one would skinny dip with us.
Well,
trying to get the ladies to do it.
Right. Yeah. The night before, we had liquid courage. So we come from dinner and we're like, hey, it's nighttime, a little bit more coverage. We dropped trout and jumped in the ocean and thought the gals would follow us, and they didn't. Next day, it was like,
come on, you know you want to.
Trunks on. Trunks are staying on here.
Yes, right. We got our Nessa.
But that resort is included in this. Somebody could pick that.
That's now South Coast, and South Coast is amazing. It's a giant, it's one of their bigger locations, and the beauty about it is that when you're there and there's a lot of people there, it doesn't seem like it's overcrowded, you know. But if you go to the one like in the Bahamas, that's a smaller one, so it's a little bit more contained, so it seems like a little bit more people. So it all depends on what you really want. I'm a professional.
We're kind of pros. We've done it a lot. Now let's make someone else a pro.
Yes.
Arnessa, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, Arnessa. Where's that name come from?
It's Bosnian.
Oh, cool. Bosnia. Yugoslavia.
Right.
Where are you from originally? Where back home? Where in Bosnia?
Sarajevo, Bosnia.
Sarajevo. All right. Well, dear, you're on the list. Congratulations.
Yay.
Beautiful women in the world come from Yugoslavia.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Everybody likes to eat and drink.
Go ahead and say it. You're beautiful
down there.
You are beautiful. Have you ever been to a sandals before, dear?
No, I never have.
Oh, you're in,
ooh,
for,
you're
a
in
treat.
For some fun.
What do you like to wear? The one piece or the two piece?
I'm a two piece kind of girl.
So am I. But the older I get, the more I want to go into the one piece. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it sounds like this last vacation, it was a no piece. He went for no piece.
We're thinking like the one piece like the guys wore in the 1920s, you know, that like covered your chest.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
All the way up. Hey. Ernesto, hold on, all right? Congratulations. And drawings on Monday, all right? So,
thank you.
Do they make those kind of bathing suits? Are those ever going to come back?
They make everything. Seriously, you know what? I mean, you could probably find it.
The guys are all wearing beards and the Raleigh fingers mustaches and stuff. Like the 1920s?
Sure.
Why don't they start bathing like them?
You know what? I'm going to look that up. Maybe that's something we can bring back. It seems like everything else kind of comes back with the women, but not so much the men on that level. Was it a good look? I don't know.
Was it a good look for anybody? Also like it was a lot of fabric. It seems like when it would get wet, like there was like probably a fear or a danger of drowning.
Yeah, back then, right, because it was probably made of wool. But now with modern day... technology, it's basically a romper.
It is a romper.
If you took a male romper and made it, made for swimming, that's it.
It's got to exist. Everything exists.
I'm afraid to look now. I might bring back the toe.
It's not a good look.
It's not? Okay, let's not do it then. Watch us do it.
Big Party, DeGan and Molly. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Taylor Swift's new documentary, Miss Americana, drops on Netflix next week. But details about her struggling with an eating disorder have already come out. She talked to Variety magazine about when she was 18. She saw a picture of herself on a cover of a magazine where they were like pregnant at 18 because she just had a belly. And it really kind of messed with her head. And she started starving herself. I mean, she talked about how she would starve herself in order to, you know, be the body that she thought the public wanted her to have.
Because she's on stage, performs, all that stuff. I didn't know that that headline was pregnant at 18 just because she ate something.
I know. Isn't that gross? Weird. It was like, you know, the National Enquirer, but still you're 18. You're like, what the? She hadn't had a burrito till she was 26.
That's too bad. And how'd that affect her?
I don't know.
How quickly did that go through her?
I just thought, oh my God, how do you go to 26 years and never have a burrito? Burritos are like the reason to get up sometimes.
I'm telling you, that's that generation of kids. I remember when Beyonce came through with Destiny's Child and their record label guy was like, they don't party. They hardly eat.
Oh, man. Really?
We brought her chicken from Laszlo's.
Okay. All right.
You know, they're healthy. They work out.
How do you know when
you're
burrito?
That young? When you're that young.
Burrito's healthy.
In your building. So.
Oh, man. Those burritos, they've just gotten bigger and bigger. I'm hungry now.
Burrito in a bowl? Ooh, Chipotle's got it figured out.
How about that cotton burrito? You like that, right? Yummy.
Speak for yourself. You're the cotton burrito connoisseur.
They ran out of burrito coverings and they used, a napkin?
Yes.
It's like, maybe. Or, no. Lizzo is going to be some Super Bowl pregame fun. Man, all of the music acts that are going to be in Florida performing before the Super Bowl, it's like it all gets topped off by the halftime show with J-Lo and Shakira. But now comes word Lizzo and special guest Harry Styles are going to be performing at a Super Bowl pregame event. They've been added to the Pepsi Zero Sugar Super Bowl party.
Hey, this is a big game. I'm sure everybody wants to be on stage somewhere around there. You know, it's a huge game.
What about Gronk Fest?
Gronk Fest sold out immediately. I mean, he was even saying, you know, because he was thinking that the Patriots were going to make it to the Super Bowl again. He was like, you know, Tom's going to come hang out. Everyone that is NFL is going to be at all over the place. So I think it's going to be a huge party. I wish we were going.
Do you think his star is already fading?
I think it is.
Gronkowski? He's going to try movies and everything. I mean, that's what they got out in front of it, Gronk Fest.
Mm-hmm. Gronk Fest sounds very EMD. So it's Diplo, Florida, I guess is not so much, but Carnage, Three Loud.
He's also on the at the desk now, too. He's doing, commentary. So, yeah, I don't know.
Is he going to lose money? I still haven't watched that documentary.
I haven't.
The festival on the island.
Oh, you haven't seen that? Oh, the fire?
Fire Island.
Fire
Island.
You got to watch that.
Oh, I would dude. Hope festivals now make sure they're not Fire Island Fest. Don't you think?
Yes.
That's like for a while.
The
that
hazarding
Fire
tale.
Island yeah. is so interesting. It's like how many they screwed over, it, and he just kept going. That guy's a piece of work, man. But anyway, all right, so.
Grammys are this Sunday, so before any of the Super Bowl action, we get all of the recording artist action. Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon, his wife, are going to present a Grammy. So this is going to be probably a really special moment. He just recently revealed he was diagnosed with Parkinson's.
He's claiming he's going to try and hit some shows with Black Sabbath.
Wow, I hope so.
Ambitious.
This spring, I know.
That's ambitious, you know, given his diagnosis. And, you know, he performed at the AMAs. He collaborated with Post Malone and there was one other artist, but he sat most of the time in the back. And I'm wondering if he does a Black Sabbath, will they have him like in a big throne like they did for that? It looked really cool, but now you understand why he had to sit. Probably difficult for him to stand for long periods of time.
I thought it was a great performance. I thought he was rocking out. He had a fire.
I mean, he's the angel of darkness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's weird to see the devil get sick. Yeah. Don't you know people?
Didn't he used to bite the heads off rats?
He did it once.
Oh, do you want to do
that one time? Somebody threw a dead bat on stage. He says he thought it was a rubber bat. You know, like something from Nobby's.
Uh-huh. So he picked it up and he's like, bit the head off it, spit it out.
And like the guy who threw it was like, that was a real bat.
Oh, no.
That was a real bat. You're going to need shots. And so it became legendary.
Yes,
but he was like,
sure.
I didn't know what I was doing.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Because then that started that whole, which I don't even know if this is true, Alice Cooper was trying to run one up him with everything else. You know, so,
just
wow. I didn't
strange.
Know that story. That's awesome. But
so Grammys are airing live this Sunday on CBS. They get started at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a lot of cool artists performing presenting.
What's the live performance we're holding out for? What do you think?
I want to see Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish is going to be performing.
Is there someone who is superstar white hot ready? Like, and I'm saying the standard is Michael Jackson did a moonwalk.
Oh, yeah.
The moonwalk was unveiled at the Grammys. Like, people are like, yeah, this Michael Jackson guy, he's okay.
Yeah.
And then the guy gets up there and invents a dance move at the Grammys. And people are like.
And remember, then you had Justin Timberlake. That was his first solo performance, I believe, was at the Grammys from NSYNC.
So who is that moment? Oh. What is the iconic moment that's about to happen?
I hope it's something good.
Other than the ex-head of the Grammys running out and grabbing the microphone and going, it's rigged!
It's all rigged! Yeah.
That needs to happen. I don't know. Maybe it's just going to be safe. I mean, I got to figure out my meal. For that.
Your meal planning?
Oh, yes.
Big decisions.
Oh, yeah. Huge decisions.
What are we debating? What's on the menu?
I am so excited. Maybe that's why I got some extra pep in my step, because I found out that the senior game is tomorrow. This whole side break. And then the NFL Pro Bowl is Sunday, and then backed up by the Grammys.
What's the Senior Bowl?
Mama, get with it. It's the Senior Bowl where all the seniors in college football play together, and it's kind of like... The
Tomorrow Stars.
Okay.
Is it the U.S. Army sponsors it?
I'm not sure who sponsors. I don't know. They've been practicing all week, so it should be good.
For some of us, Molly, who are degenerate football gamblers,
we're
trying to come off the high.
Uh-huh.
Just not white knuckling it. Like, let us come down with some meaningless games.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Please.
Listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, 938-9400. You need to visit the website. All right, it's channel94.com. And the reason why is because you can get in on this big beach escape. It's like an extra way with no hoops. To become a finalist. And then while you're at it, there's also a which I think is awesome, because I'm all about food and football, right? The big game's coming up, and Hy-Vee's going to hook you guys up, all right? All you got to do is get signed up for that. And they're not only going to bring win a big screen TV, but a sound bar, and they're going to bring all the food to you.
So cool.
Oh, it's the coolest.
You know, the Chiefs are going to be
there. Oh, my God, that'd be so great.
This is, I think, it's going to be a bigger Super Bowl locally than it is normally.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a huge NFL fan, but at one point or another, when people said, who's your team? I say Chiefs. So
you bet.
I'm not jumping on the bandwagon. My balcony used to be the parking lot of the Chiefs Stadium. Remember that?
Yes.
We lived down in Kansas City.
Oh, God, yeah.
Sketchiest apartments you've ever seen. Did you ever go on our place?
Yes, I slept on. I slept. That was the first
that
time
balcony,
ever. Yes.
Our balcony was the parking lots of Kauffman Stadium and where Arrowhead.
Yeah, I just remember.
Blue Ridge Mall.
Yeah, Blue Ridge. I remember going to visit you guys out there. And I walk into the apartment because I was staying the night because I was pulling a shift out there. And there was garbage bags outside of people's doors in the hallway. And I'm thinking, what the heck? But that's kind of where some people would leave their garbage, is right in the hallway.
It was just sketchy apartments.
What the hell?
We worked at a radio station in Kansas City in a building a stone's throw from Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a nice neighborhood.
I was going to say, it's usually not too nice when you live near something
stadium.
Like that. Yeah, exactly. It's like you go to cities and it's like, oh, wow, you're right down by the stadium. You're like,
what was cool is on a Sunday, we'd put the Chiefs game on. You'd open up the back door and you would hear the roar.
Yep.
The thunderous roar of when they scored.
How cool.
I missed was we had a Gates barbecue.
Yeah.
It's so delicious. Sure.
I mean, the mean Gates where they yelled at you. You're intimidated.
Oh,
you know, when
Jeff.
You walked in the door, it was like the Seinfeld soup Nazi. Oh, that's how you got to celebrate Super
terrified.
Bowl Sunday. Some Gates barbecue.
Yeah, uh-huh. I was
a
so
lot
terrified.
Of people are talking about driving down to Kansas City to watch the game in Kansas City.
And that's what we should do. We should do. This is like the World Series, and that was a bucket thing. And this is going to be, you know, the closest to the Super Bowl that we'll ever be to, unless we go to the actual game. And by the way, Kansas City was the first time where I saw you do your human trick in which you ate a bowl of cereal out of your chest.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Stupid human tricks.
Pectus excavatum.
Yes. I was like, that is awesome.
And we got a sunken chest.
It was great. I was like, this is cool, man.
Oh, boy.
All right, so go to the website, all right? Hy-Vee's going to be hooking you guys. I can see it all right there. All right, 938-9400. That is into the show.
The Big Party Morning Show. On Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning. Welcome to the show. All right, Molly, you said there was a
second confirmed case of the coronavirus in Chicago, Illinois. 60-year-old woman came through O'Hare Airport, happened January 13th. She's said to be in decent condition. So,
all right. So 13 cities, 30 million people in 13 cities over in China are on lockdown, which would suck if you're over there.
Yep. You're right.
So it's just sort of, it's one of those things where I'm like, gosh, I hope that she wasn't at the same doctor's office as I was at this week.
I don't know.
Or if she was, she was wearing a mask.
You think?
So that.
I mean,
it's a huge city, but you know, you still kind of read one of those and you're like, wow. I mean, when it's in your own backyard, I mean, it's one thing when it's across the world and you're like, yeah, it must
you're
suck
like,
to live in
Wuhan.
Who
cares about those people? But now it's me.
Now it's the Midwest. You're like, Midwest? No, it's fine. She's said to be fine. I mean,
so is the person out in Seattle. So is the person everywhere else. Yeah, they don't want anyone to panic, of course.
No.
Containing it is the thing. I mean, imagine that. They have to have people that have to find everyone that they had close contact with just to try to prevent anything. So that alone would be a huge undertaking.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, yeah. I don't run into a lot of people. So I think it would be kind of simple outside of work.
But this woman traveled from Wuhan to Chicago. So she was there in late last year and then came back January 13th. I don't even know if they were checking at the checkpoints yet at that point. So there's that.
I was trying to say that we like to scare ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2019, last year, there were 3,296 Ebola cases, right?
That was the biggest.
3,200.
Right?
No, it was just a big one.
Okay.
And 2,100 of those people died. 67% of everybody who got Ebola last year, which was 3,296 people as of November of last year, died.
Holy smokes.
Of Ebola. And it was the second largest outbreak. And nobody made a big deal. And they contained it.
Yeah, no. I mean,
it's just a new name. And
yeah.
It's a different kind of, I mean, the reason people are a little bit more freaky about this is because SARS, you know, when it's respiratory like this, the hemorrhagic, I mean, you have to be in very close contact with somebody in their bodily fluids. This could be somebody coughing by you. That's the difference. It's just the delivery of like how it spread.
During SARS, there were the SARS scare, which is what year was that? Early, mid-2000s?
2018, was it? No,
2018.
No, 2008 maybe, I'm thinking.
Okay, mid-2000s right. is what I'm saying, between 2000 and 2010. There was plenty of Omaha businesses that upper management and middle management had not a scary conversation, a realistic conversation of saying we need to have a plan. If SARS gets over here, even if it's real or not, and there's panic and people are afraid to come to work, go to school.
How do we figure that out?
And they tried to plan for a big idea that it might be a couple of weeks or 3 weeks that everyone should stay away from each other as a productive thing to do.
Sure.
But kids could still go to school, as we're seeing on snow days. Mm-hmm. People could handle work from home.
And that's...
Having to have management teams. Who has to go? Who has to go into work? Who should stay home?
Yeah, you bet.
So this is a time maybe to realistically kind of discuss that. Like,
yes, and that's what they're saying.
Someday one of these will be real.
Like that, because of those planning all over the, you know, that we're kind of prepared for something of this nature to happen. Because they're going to be able to contain this thing. So yeah, so let's not freak everybody out.
America doesn't, we don't plan, we just panic. Yeah. America doesn't plan, we react.
Yeah, so hopefully that's not the case in Chicago with Molly. Oh, Molly never leave the house.
Molly
anyway,
lives in a panic city.
Wake up. Let's get this started. Because I need you now. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Yes. All right, good morning to you. Well, it is Friday. And that is always a good feeling, isn't it? No snow forecast.
We had to battle through a lot of weather, a lot of bad traffic, and you know,
felt like a long week.
Parents having to scramble with kids not going to school, and then kids going to school, and
yeah, long week for everyone, especially if you're commuting. You know, every morning through all this stuff. All right, so the dream should be winning a trip out to Sandals, and the only way you're going to do that is become a finalist. So at 12:20 and then 4:20, we're going to make that happen for you. And then you can go online, channel94.com, and that's just an easy entry right there, so you can double your odds there. And then Monday, we're going to pull the trigger on that, and we're going to send somebody out to the beach. And you, by the way, you can pick any sandals you want. You can pick any time. Within the next year, I believe. But, yeah, how beautiful is that? Just sitting on the beach and having that water just lap over your toes. Ooh, mama's
sounds
right.
So nice.
Mama's right. That's creepy, huh? Mama's right. Hey, mama. What's up, mama? All right. Anything else? Your birthday. Don't forget your mama.
Oh, that's my mom's birthday. Happy
yes.
birthday.
Aw, Mama DeGan.
Mrs. DeGan. Carol DeGan.
Mm-hmm. Happy
gonna
birthday.
Gather the family together. The fam. Got the fam together.
Your family's fun.
Yeah. Grammys Sunday.
Yes, Grammys. Yeah, let's not forget about that.
We'll have all the
updates
dish
on Monday.
On
Billie
Monday.
Eilish should have a pretty good Sunday.
I'm thinking so. We'll see. With Lizzo also. All right, have a safe weekend. We'll see you Monday. Do yourself good.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show. I wake up every morning with the Big Party Morning Show.
What plans. Is it? It's the year of the what?
I think the monkey. I want to say monkey.
Is it?
I was just looking it up this weekend because I was...
But you clearly didn't find an answer.
Hate you.
You didn't try hard. It's the year of the rat.
I was going to say,
I was going to say year of the monkey or the rat. I wanted to do something this Saturday coming up because I wanted to have a party and I was trying to find a reason. So I was like, okay.
Well, we're glad you didn't go out and get all your monkey decorations because a monkey is not a rat.
Okay. All right.
The year of the rat.
The rat gets a bad rap. The rat actually is like a pretty good, it's a pretty good sign. They're clever. They're survivors.
I mean, Petco suddenly.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.